गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
Everybody chant.
Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा
श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर भगवान की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री बरसाना धाम की जय जय श्री राधे श्याम ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयम् ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पुट फॉर दिस स्पीकर Wherever we'll go, we will give asan to the speaker. Because in Kali Yuga, sound is the deity of the Lord. This is what His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj said. That is why He made the temples for speakers in the Radha Gopinath temple. The sound is the deity of the Kali Yuga. So always, whenever we put speaker, we should be always giving asan to speaker. So welcome to Barsana Dham. Barsana Dham is very inner chambers of the Lord. If Vrindavan is the home of Krishna, which is Barsana are the innermost chambers of Nandagaon, Barsana, Javat are the inner chambers. Very unique. We have less time, but we will try to briefly explain the importance of Barsana in Braj Bhumi itself. Throughout the earth, Sri Krishna loves Mathura Mandal very much. And in Mathura Mandal, he took birth in Mathura. In that there are 137 important forests amongst millions of forests. Out of those 137 forests, 12 forests are very dear to Krishna. Out of those 12 forests, 5 are on the western side of Jamuna and 7 are the eastern side of Jamuna. And out of those 12 forests, the forest of Vrindavan is very, very, very dear to Krishna, where he performs all his wonderful pastimes, innermost pastimes, all the pastimes of 5 mellows of devotion. And amongst those 12, in Vrindavan, amongst the favorite of the whole forest, Sri Vrindavan Dham is of 20 kroshas. Amongst the 84 kroshas of area of Braj Bhumi, 20 kroshas are occupied by Vrindavan Dham only. And you will be happy and surprised to know, Nandgaon, Barsana, Javat, Govardhan and Jamuna, and today's geographical Vrindavan, all is supposed to be Vrindavan. Today's geography is only where you came from, will be going tomorrow there. But that is very small. But real Vrindavan, historic Vrindavan, Pauranik Vrindavan, is inclusive of Nandgaon, Barsana, Javat, and Govardhan also, and Jamuna also. But that is the Yamuna and Govardhan and Vrindavan are the eternal companions of each other. One is incomplete without other. One doesn't exist without other. And Sri Krishna sent 84 kroshas, part of Golok Vrindavan on earth. He also sent it along with Govardhan and Jamuna. Otherwise, what would have happened? Anybody knows? If he would have sent only Vrindavan without Govardhan and Jamuna, what would have happened? Any guess? Radharani would not have come. That was her first and foremost condition. And Krishna said, I know already that you cannot stay without Jamuna and Govardhan. So I have already sent Jamuna and Govardhan along with Sri Vrindavan Dham on earth. And the Vrindavan Dham on earth is called as Bhauma Vrindavan. Bhumi and Bhauma, which is on the Bhumi, on earth, which is very, very dear to Krishna. When time passes, when Pralay comes, Vrindavan Dham doesn't get destroyed. It's eternally existing over here. And amongst Vrindavan, Vrindavan is filled with forests, Jamuna River, nice places of pastimes. Krishna began his Rasdila in Vrindavan Dham at the bottom of Pansi, but at the banks of Jamuna. But the most important point to understand is, all over creation, demigods and great sages and everybody who is there worshipping Krishna, they are looking for the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. Everywhere they are worshipping, doing tapasya, chanting, doing vratas, everything to attain the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. So they all come to Vrindavan Dham to attain the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. But Barsana is the only place in the whole of creation, in the whole of Vrindavan Dham, in the whole of Braj Mandal, in the whole of Mathura Mandal, is the only place where Sri Krishna himself comes to take Radharani's dust of lotus feet. That is a very unique situation. He rolls in the dust in Vrindavan, in Barsana, because Radharani walks here. This sand, this dust over here is sanctified, energized, empowered by the touch of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And all the secrets of devotional service, Shuddha Bhakti, are hidden in the dust particles of this sand here. And Sri Krishna comes here as a humble servant of Radharani to attain the dust of her feet. Not only that, when she gets angry, he also rolls in the dust here. He cries in the dust here. He bathes her lotus feet by his tears. So, a very special place. Another speciality of this place is, all over Vrindavan Dham, everywhere demons came. Right? But in Nandgaon, Barsana, Javat, no demons came. And this was discussed by the Brijvasis at Nand Baithak, at one place, not Nand Baithak, that Chaurasi Khamba, meeting place, assembly place. And all the Gwalbal, they were discussing about Krishna's greatness, about how he lifted mountain and everything. At that time, this glory of this particular place not having any demons was discussed. That Kamsa came here to search for Nanda's sons, Krishna Balaram. But he became, don't chant, But he became a woman as soon as he entered the boundary of Vasana. Kanya ban gaya wo. And not only one day, he had to remain there in the form of a lady for 6 full months. And all the gopis made him... Gaurya. Cow dung cakes. They made by that clay, they clapped. And he also clapped, but in his clap there was cow dung in between. 6 months laughing and joking and making fun of him. They made him make the cow dung cakes, dry them, collect them, stack them, all those things. He cried like anything for 6 months, begging them, please relieve me of this position. I'm a Digvijayi king. I've defeated all the demons. I've controlled them. I've conquered them. They're under my subjugation. But they said, now we are a gopi. Now you please make cow dung cakes. Very significant thing. And then after 6 months, Radharani came. And her father requested her, please forgive him. He is too humble and too embarrassed. We pay taxes to him. We give him so many taxes every year. So then by father's request, she warned him, if you ever come here again, you will become permanently a woman. Be careful. Now jump in this pond here. That time she was in Javat. There's something called as Kishori Kund there. So you jump here, you'll regain your male body again. So he immediately jumped in that. As soon as he jumped in that, he regained his male body. And he ran from there straight to Mathura. Didn't even turn back. What if her mind changes? So he just wet Kamsa, ran all the way to Mathura, never to come back again. Neither he nor any of his participants, his colleagues, demons, nobody came here. So there's a specific reason behind it, why Radharani did that. Anyways, the Gwalbal senior people told that do not accuse Nanda for not inviting you for Krishna's birthday, name-keeping ceremony, because it was a difficult time that time. So when Nanda Baba was being accused by the coward men, Vrishabhanu Maharaj stood up and said, please understand his situation. It was a very difficult situation, he was told not to have a public ceremony of name-keeping for Krishna. Do it privately, do it confidentially. So he had to not call anybody of you. Don't get angry. So they said, you are taking side of Nanda Maharaj, we outcast you also. Outcast Nanda Maharaj, outcast this Vrishabhanu also. So that time some other girl, men stood up and told this story to all of them, that you guys are talking so loudly and boastfully because of his daughter, you all are saved from all demons here. All demons, nobody could dare to come here because of she, who is the daughter of he, Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So then everybody got pacified. And the reason why it was done like this, because this place, Barsana, Nandagam and Javat are places of very special, very intimate and very confidential and private pastimes of Radha and Krishna, of love for each other. They are so esoteric and so loving that they cannot be disturbed in between by a demon coming and killing and the rasa changes, na? So we are having katha here and some fight takes place, then we have to do different mode, change our mode. So they didn't want to get disturbed by any of the demons coming here and wasting time in killing them and taking care of them. That is why this place was kept free from all demons. So that the most loving, we'll discuss some of them, we'll understand. Can any demon come and disturb this kind of pastime? Then we will discuss, we'll understand. So it is her power. See, Krishna was going to kill Kamsa, it was all declared. But still Kamsa apparently was not so bothered. He always came himself, he sent demons, he attacked Krishna personally, but he could not come in front of Radharani anymore. Who is more powerful? Radharani. It's like that. He at least attempted to send demons and made plan. And he also one time came searching here. But after Radharani's warning, he never could come here. Never. So... It's a very special place, basically. Even our Jayadev Goswami, when he wrote Godgit Govinda, he also was stuck in between in the past time. And Radharani was angry and Sri Krishna was about to remove his peacock feather crown and touch his feet, his head on her feet, he couldn't write it. He couldn't write. He goes, how it is possible? How the Supreme Lord can bow down and put his head at the feet of someone? But Sri Krishna himself came in the form of Jayadev Goswami and completed that verse. That pastime took place in Mayapur actually, Champahati. So you can imagine how special this place is. Not only Krishna, but all the demigods, all the great sages, everybody comes here and wants to achieve the dust and lotus feet of Radharani. Another point is that whenever somebody comes here, like Shiva or Lord Krishna or anybody else, they have to come here in the form of a woman. They have to become a gopi. They have to assume a gopi form, sakhi form. Sri Krishna always comes here in a sakhi form, that is Shama Sakhi. Many things, very confidential, many things which are very esoteric and makes this place very special. It is said that Radharani is the source of all the mellows of devotion. She is the source, and Krishna receives mellows of devotion, the rasa, from her. And then Krishna is distributing it to all over Braj. But he is a recipient here. He is the giver here. If love is supposed to be like an ocean, devotional love, pure devotional spiritual love is compared to be an ocean, then she is supposed to be the Navneet. That means if you churn the ocean, churn the milk, for example, then the butter comes out. So she is the concentrated butter of that love. And Krishna is always seeking that love from her. That's why he comes as Yachak. Kya bolte usko English mein? Seeker. He comes as a seeker. He wants. He is coming to take something. In the whole world, in whole creation, he is always giving and giving and giving. He is apparently source of everything. But here he comes to receive. Everybody does sadhana. We chant Hare Krishna mantra, follow four principles, eat prasad, attend Bhagavatam, do deity worship. So we have our sadhana. Even Sri Krishna has his own sadhana. He sits at the bank of Jamuna, concentrates on the two lotus feet of Radharani and chants the Dvai Akshari mantra, Radha, Radha. And he turns yellow when he does that. That is mentioned in one of the great scriptures called Radha Sudhanidhi. How he chants and how he merges himself in the devotional mellow and turns yellow. He becomes Radhamai. So we can go on describing, but suffice to say that she is mother of devotion. How does it connect to us, all our great position? That all the devotion that we are trying to achieve, all the devotion that we may have in iota, whatever, Anu Matra, all that devotion is coming from her only. She is the mother of devotion. Anybody who claims to be a devotee, the devotion has come from her. But she is the mistress or she is the minister of that treasure house of devotion and love. She is the source of that love. But Krishna is always bathing in that love. Always seeking, always uneasy, always hankering for that connection. So he is teaching us by his example. He is not only teaching, he is always teaching by example. Whatever he tells, he himself follows. He tells us they have to become dasanu dasanu das of devotees, he himself is the servant of his devotees. He exemplifies so many times. Like Arjuna, he became charioteer. So many places he has become servant of his devotees. So he means what he says. He spoke to Ambarish, Durvasa Muni in Ambarish Maharaj's pastime. I am their servant, they stay in my heart, I stay in their heart. So he always practices what he preaches. Here is the most difficult and intense practicing of that statements of Krishna. So let us thank Krishna, let us thank Radharani, let us thank Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj to have given us access to this place. You all are going to stay in Vrindavan for 2-3 days, right? 2-3-4 nights. Even demigods do not get residence and night over here. Nobody gets residence here. They come in the daytime, meet Krishna and go. If there is any work, that's all. Night stay is not allowed here. If any demigod comes here, he has to keep his shoes outside Brajbhumi. Park their vehicles outside, like peacock for Kartikeya, rat for Ganesha, whoever is coming, Nandi for Lord Shiva, they have to park their vehicle out of Braj, remove their footwear and come barefoot. Only stay for some time and go. They want to sometimes have prasad of Krishna, it's very difficult to get. Even demigods like Brahma cannot get Mahaprasad of Radha and Krishna as often as you and me get. That's a fact. Brahma wanted to take Mahaprasad of Krishna one time. So he saw him eating at the bank of Jamuna, and he knows that he will go and have wash hands in Jamuna. So something which is remaining in the hand, you know, when we wash hands, some prasad is remaining. So that will fall in the water and he will eat. So Krishna finished his prasadam. He went to Jamuna. He wanted to wash his hands in Jamuna. But Brahma had become fish to take that prasad, which will go now in water. As soon as he saw the fish, he took the water in the Dona from Jamuna and went and washed hands on the land. Jamin pe dholi haath. Brahmaji could not get. So imagine. After doing all the effort also, demigods don't get Mahaprasad of Krishna. But we are very fortunate by the mercy of Guru and Krishna himself that we are allowed. As Manav Yoni is supposed to be the higher than demigod Yoni also. Becoming human being on earth is most fortunate of all the 84 lakhs of species. Because in this place, when you become Manushya, you can attain the divine lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So let us all be grateful because with great mercy we have been bestowed upon with the residence, the Mahaprasad of Radha and Krishna in Barsana Dham, in Govardhan Dham, in Vrindavan Dham. Because this place is very special. In Vrindavan Dham, Sri Krishna comes here not as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is at home. No one knows that he is God. That is another unique thing. He also wants to forget that he is God. And he also wants to be teased, want to be scolded, want to be punished, want to be, you know, be common man, do everything what common men do, and then enjoy that homely atmosphere. So he gives up his position of Vaikuntha Adhish, Vaikuntha Adhisha. All the luxuries, all the pleasures, all the Aishwarya, he gives up that. He wants to come here and become a chore, become a stealer of butter. He said, I have given up all the Aishwarya and enjoyment of all the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha just to come and steal the butter of gopis. He has nothing less in life. He is complete. But still, he wants to take a menial position, become condemned sometimes by gopis, become scolded by them. That is what Sri Krishna's position is. Imagine how wonderful he is actually. But because of that wonderful nature of Krishna, he gives us the opportunity to enjoy the beautiful pastimes that take place here. So we are very fortunate actually. We have to millions of times thank our Guru Maharaj, thank Prabhupada, thank the Acharyas, because without their mercy we cannot come here. People come to Vrindavan, they attend Baki Bihari and they go. Attend big, big malas on their head and they go. But only those who are blessed by Radharani, they come all the way here. And that is why when we come here, we are actually entering a treasure house of loving devotion to Krishna. Like for example, this place. This place we just see, we are sitting under a nice banyan tree. There is Imli tree here. There is a pilu tree here. You see this situation here, Imli and pilu, we cannot see anywhere in the world. Only in some places in Braj, something like this is there. Twin trees growing together. There was one tree in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram tree. A Kadamba tree going on a Tamal tree. Or I think it was white tree going on a black tree. As if Radharani is sitting with two legs on the shoulder of Krishna. Or Balaram sitting on Krishna's shoulder. But that upper tree left and the lower tree is still there. In Govardhan, some trees are like this. Very unique. This is at least coming from ground. In Govardhan, this pilu tree is coming from the trunk of the other tree. And this is a very divine, Brijwasis say, this is a very, very divine appearance, divine sight to watch. This will not be seen in anywhere in the world where two trees grow here. This whole pond is filled with most holy trees everywhere. You see Ashwatha tree, there is peepal tree, you see Kadamba trees, you see Neem trees, you see Pilu trees, you see Tamal trees. All the auspicious trees are over here. and thick forest-like atmosphere. This, you come any time in the day here, you will be always hearing chirping of birds. This is such richness. Huh? Where is peacocks now? Where are parrots now? We only see crows everywhere. What is? This is the city life, you know. But here, whatever satsangs we have had and the recordings we have done, all recordings here are backed up by the bird sounds. Sometimes peacock sounds, mostly parrot sounds, sparrow sound. And you will find kingfisher, you will find sutar pakshi, you will find bharadwaj, you will find peacocks, you will find parrots, you will find pigeons. And a great play goes on here of their movements and their sounds, and constantly they are chirping. And acharyas tell us that all the birds, all the living entities are only calling Krishna and Radha here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also heard very carefully the discussions and sounds of the birds. Well, his Lord himself, he was able to understand all languages. He heard their discussions, and discussions were only about Radha and Krishna. And Gurudev always has told me that whenever you speak in the holy place, always speak under the shelter of a tree. Always. One time he cancelled all my yatra plan of Nasik. I told him, he asked me, where are you going? Which place you are going to give lectures? So I told, mostly I am going to give lectures in the ashram hall, and then I am going to show them places. He said, cancel all that plan. Sit under a tree and give lectures. But these trees have capacity to absorb the essence of the bhav of the lila that takes place here. They have that capacity to absorb. They are watching the eternal pastime from the Lord constantly here. And whatever bhav is expressed of fun or love or separation or tears or embracing, whatever happens here, they accept that essence. And whoever comes under them, like us, they give that bhav. So they enrich us with that association of the essence that they have received. They very kindly give us. And there are many more glories of these trees. They are all Kalpavruksha trees. So this dham is also augmented by the presence of all the Kalpavruksha wish-fulfilling trees, which are capable of fulfilling all your devotional desires. So look at this place. This is a place called Pili Pokhar. And this is the beginning of Barsana. A little bit ahead of that begins Barsana. And to cut a long story short, Yashoda Mai knew that Radharani had got a blessing of Durvasa Muni, that she will cook something and that will be always nectarian, tasty like nectar. And whoever will eat that will be always victorious and free from all disease. So she had heard that and she wanted Krishna to have that food from her hand. So she one time requested Kirti Mata, the mother of Radharani, that please send Radharani to cook for Krishna. So she very joyfully agreed, and every day she would go up and down, and every day she would cook for Krishna. It is said that she would cook something called Banta Bhog. And that Banta Bhog is a very special item. And sometimes she would make Banta Bhog laddus a room full numbers. Not dabba full. Room full. So that, you know, anytime Krishna and his friends want, they should be getting. So they offer that Banta Bhog in Nandagaon. And Banta Bhog, they don't offer Tulsi. They keep it so that anytime he wakes up in the night, he wants to put sweet in mouth, there is Banta Bhog available. And there is one cupboard where Banta Bhog is filled up and kept ready to keep offering constantly. Some always has to be there on the altar. Other lunch, breakfast keeps going on, but Banta Bhog has to be constantly there, keeps changing constantly. So every day cooking, every day watching her so nicely, lovingly cooking for Krishna, Krishna enjoying. So Yashoda Mai said, why daily up and down? Why not make her stay here only? So simple. I want a very beautiful wife for Krishna, like Radharani. So one day she became ecstatic, you know, and filled with love for Radharani, looking at her wonderful qualities and wonderful gestures and loving devotion that she has. Such a fantastic quality she has. So she embraced her like a mother, bathed her with her tears of love and appreciation. And she just, Radharani also was overwhelmed with love of Yashodamai. And immediately she went to the kitchen, brought turmeric and put on the hands of Radharani, on her palms. And in our culture, when a young girl unmarried, somebody puts on her haldi, that means she is engaged. She is getting engaged with a would-be husband for wedding, for marriage. So she was overwhelmed. She was happy within. Yashodamai was overwhelmed. All of them were in ecstasy, not in touch with the reality of the current existence. They were in ecstasy of love. And then the day ended and she was about to come back, and Lalita, Vishakha and friends, all of them came back from Nandagaon, and they were in ecstasy only, above the ground. But when they came here, they came to external reality understanding. Radharani was scared. She started crying. She said, "Mother will scold me." She said, "This is what we have taught you, the culture. You go alone to somebody's house and get engaged and come back? This is not a culture what we have. Mother, father go, they propose and discuss with their parents, and then they decide, and then they arrange, and then there is haldi. This is not our culture." So she knows, and she became very sad actually. She told Lalita, "What to do? My father will be very angry with me. My mother will scold me. What to do? Please tell." So Lalita said, "Don't worry. It's a very nice kund of your father. Every day you take bath here and we play here. Nice crystal clear water. So you wash your hands here. We'll scrub your hand and take all the haldi particles and make your hand again normal, not yellow. And we'll not tell anybody, we'll go back home." Everybody helped her to wash her hand, completely get rid of all the yellow color. And then everybody went home. Next morning, all the Brajvasis came here for whatever their duties are. Washing clothes, taking bath and whatever. Feeding their cows. And they say, "Water yellow." They're wondering how the water has become yellow. Till yesterday it was crystal clear, transparent. Today it has become yellow. The Brajvasis, they started imagining. Kaise ho gaya hoga? How? So they said, "Ha, every day she goes there. Ha, Yashodamai must have got ecstatic, must have desired that I want this daughter-in-law. And she must have become overwhelmed." And then somebody said, like, one said one line, you said second line, he said third line, and you said, then she must have embraced him, embraced her. And then you said, afterwards she must have put yellow turmeric. And you said that they must have become ecstatic. So all these tits and pieces of information of imagination, they put in one line and they joined together and they stamped it as a bona fide story. And they also assumed what they were imagining. It's a real story. And then they declared, "Yes, Radharani is engaged with Krishna. Yashodamai made her engagement already done. Let's go to Vishwanu Maharaj and let's go to celebrate. Let us enjoy the happy news of Radharani getting engaged with Krishna by the mercy of Yashoda Devi." So they all ran to Vishwanu Mahal, to the house of Vishwanu. Said, "Vishwanu Maharaj, Kirti Rani, please tell us how this happened. We heard that your daughter is engaged with Krishna." You can imagine the position of Vishwanu Maharaj. It's like so embarrassing actually. Because he didn't plan anything. He didn't know anything. So what he would do? What he should be doing? He looked at Kirtida. And she also looked at him in question mark. What is this? Then both of them looked at whom? At Radharani. In a question mark look. No verbal questions. But the way do you look? They look at them and look at her. And she bowed her head down. Then she said, "Yes, this is all true. But I'm not a party to all these things. I was just a participant in one sense. But Yashodamai did all these things." So instead of getting angry or upset, they became very happy. But they were also meditating on this point for many, many days. Okay, how this relationship can officially be executed. But they were a little shy. And they were happy that Yashodamai did everything on her own only. So then they discussed with each other and they decided that we should reciprocate with this action of theirs. Vishwanu Maharaj being very, very rich, he opened one of his treasury of pearls and filled those pearls. They were garlands of pearls. 100,000 garlands of pearls as per Garga Sanhita. They loaded on the bullock cart. put one Brahmin with a message and they sent that to Nandagaon. Now in scene 2 in Nandagaon, Yashoda Mai was ecstatic, not on earth, in sky. After some time she landed on the ground and she came to her senses and she thought, oh my God, what I did. What Prishbhanu Maharaj, my husband's friend, what my friend Kirti Didi, what they will think, this is the culture of Nandagaon. You call for some girl, for some help, and then you put haldi and you engage her with your son without the permission of parents. Is this Nandagaon culture? This must be Kirti Mata thinking. With that thinking, she must be doing. Sudamai was so embarrassed. What I did, I shouldn't have done that. I should have taken permission, called up, discussed. There are so many other ways, but why I became so overwhelmed? But now what to do? She expressed her heart to Nanda Maharaj. I did this. He said, what to do now? You have put us in embarrassment. But they were all sad, sitting like this, thinking. And there they saw a bullock cart coming from Nandagaon, from Barsana to Nandagaon. And they identified that this is from Barsana. And soon the Brahmin came and gave the note and said, this is from Prishbhanu Maharaj. So they became very happy that there was no more embarrassment. Whatever by mistake they did was stamped and approved by the other party. So, anyway, the long story, I'll not go in long story. So this pond became yellow because of Radharani's haldi. And then soon after 3-4 days, Krishna came here. Well, he can't stay a long time in Nandagaon. He has to come. He becomes restless without company of Radharani. So he came here and he saw, oh, this pond has become yellow. I have seen before, it's not yellow. So he started inquiring loudly to himself, what is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? His sound was resounding everywhere, all of the kunda. And he entered the water with raised hands, with peacock feather, with his yellow garments, entered the water and he finally, at one point of time, the peacock feather and the two palms were moving around all over the pond. All over the pond, only three things were moving around. And looking at his questions resounding, all Brajvasis gathered. And they said, who is asking this question? And what are these two palms and one peacock feather going all over the surface of the water? And then he came out. And they saw a yellow, effulgent, golden colored personality coming out of the water with peacock feather. And they knew he is Krishna. But he has become yellow. And he's still asking the question, what is the yellow substance? And he kept asking that question. His Holiness Barsana Maharaj tells us that this is the place for the first time he revealed that he will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in next incarnation. And do you know the answer of this question? What is the yellow substance? He is asking constantly. Yellow substance is love, the essence of love of Radharani, which Krishna is hankering. When Krishna got touched with that yellow substance, he became ecstatic, he became golden yellow, he changed his complexion. And he was overwhelmed. So he wanted to experience that more and more. So he wanted to come again to experience it. He spent one incarnation separate to understand the meaning of the yellow substance. It's a very beautiful place actually. Now you tell me, in these pastimes of washing hands, Krishna coming, becoming yellow, suddenly one demon comes in between, what will happen? He'll change his color and go to kill that demon. No? Say interference, a disturbance. He has to give up the yellow color, become dark color again and then and go and fight in Virras. He has to invoke Vishnu in him to kill the demon. That is why this area is kept demon free. Demon proof. This is the place now, the season is of Holi. Holi is beginning. Vasant Panchami it began. 40 days it will go. And till Purnima Dhulati it will go on. 40 days. And on the 9th day of the next month, Rangili Holi will be celebrated here. The famous Holi, the origin of Holi in the whole universe begins from here. So on Ashtami day, the Rangili Holi on Navami in the next Indian calendar month. So on the Ashtami day, there is an invitation comes from Nandagaon. And somebody called Pandey. Pandey is the Brahmin messenger of Nandagaon. He comes with the invitation to Nanda Bhavan, to Vishwanu Bhavan, to give invitation to gopis that tomorrow our boss is coming and he will want to play Holi with you. So looking at that person alone, coming from the opposite side, all the gopis surround him And they fill him with colors. They overwhelm him with watercolors and dry colors. And poor fellow, he is just a messenger. He is not come prepared with his army. He is alone. He thought, I'll give a message and go. And nobody does that misbehavior with the messenger. But these ladies, you know how gopis of Krishna Radharani, they are like completely overpowered him. He was so embarrassed. He was filled with color. He was drenched with colors. And late came Radharani. She saw from distance, all these my friends are harassing that man who has come from Nandagaon with only a message. He is not the one. He is telling that one is coming tomorrow and we can do something with that one tomorrow. Why harass this person who is messenger? She felt very compassionate to him. She went and released him from the gopis' attack. And very kindly she took him home and gave him new clothes, gave him warm water to take bath, arranged for his bath, fed him nice prasadam, gave him new clothes present, ornaments, gave him dakshina because he was Brahmin, and gave him palanquin and sent him to Nandagaon. Radharani exhibited her compassion and love. And the next day, Puranas explain that next day was Navami, Rangeli Holi, and Sri Krishna started from there with all his friends. And in that procession, Brahma joined, Shiva joined, Shukadev joined, Narad Muni joined, all the Rishi Munis, they became very funny creatures, you know, like somebody became boy, somebody became this, somebody became that. Shukadev came naked, dancing like mad. Shiva came five-headed, Brahma came four-headed. And it is explained that Brahma came and he forgot to tell his wife that he is going. And later on, she fought with him, that you always go like this without informing me. When there are important pastime taking place, we are here in Brahmaloka, we don't get any nectar over here. And you are going without telling me. He said, I'm sorry, I forgot. I was on ecstasy, I went away. Brahmani is arguing with him. And that procession is explained, it's so beautiful procession. Everybody is dancing. Nobody, they were all wondering, who is this five-headed man? Who is this four-headed man? But they were not in mood to further inquire. They were in ecstasy, Krishna is going to play Holi today with gopis. So they all procession, dancing, happily, ecstatic, distributing sweets, food. They came all the way here and Sri Krishna came on this pond. This is the place of beginning of Holi festival. He came, you know how he comes, Holi? They get dressed up uniquely, not otherwise, other days. For a Holi, they come in a very unique dressed up. You have to come and see. Very unique dress. Special Holi dress. And with dhal they come to receive the attacks of gopis. So Krishna came here and Vishakha was here. Some girls were here, they were playing. And with eyes only, Krishna asked, Lord Vishakha, where is Radharani? So she told in eyes only that she is upstairs. And upstairs, what was happening? Radha was upset with something. Something she was upset with. And Lalita was trying to pacify her. But Radharani was not getting pacified. And Krishna was getting restless. So he told by eyes only to Vishakha, go and call her. So she ran. And she called, Lalita, Radharani, you are upset this time. Look, Krishna, Shyam Sundar has come, dressed up for Holi. It's a time to be happy. You want to, don't believe me? Go out and see in the window. Krishna is standing here. And right there is Nanda, Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Standing here, she came out in Jharoka. And they both saw each other. Krishna immediately took out his pichkari and sent it all the way in the sky. But it is said it could not reach her. But his devotion and love reached her. And by that way he told her, come down. Why waste time? It's an opportune time to enjoy. Come. So immediately she was pacified out of anger. They immediately dressed her up nicely. And then she was brought down. Krishna was waiting here. And they came together. So happily saw each other. And they said, now we will play Holi. So all the girls came and discussed, okay, first we will play dry Holi, then we will play wet Holi. And there are rules and regulations. And this and this. And two parties started playing. And when the Gulal Holi started, dry Holi, the gopis overwhelmed the party of Krishna and Krishna also. And Krishna was getting defeated and defeated and defeated. And Krishna is a very chalak person. He doesn't want to get defeated. So he immediately, when he was defeated in the, getting defeated in the dry Holi, he took out his pichkari and started pressing it towards Radharani, aiming at Radharani's cheeks. So Radharani was very, very clever. She noted, this fellow is cheating us. So she immediately put her hand on her face like this. And on her hand, the stream of the color from his piston hit over here. but it was so hard, I mean so fast, that some of the water which hit her hand bounced back in the same direction on her cheeks. And the beautiful gulal pink color droplets went and sat on her cheeks. And she started looking so beautiful, her golden yellow effulgent color with some pink dots on that. So he dropped his pichkari and started looking at her. Wow, how beautiful, how wonderful. And as a sad time, all the gopis got angry that he cheated. So they went and all bounced on him, arrested him, twisted his hand behind the back and arrested him. He suddenly woke up, what happened? But he was, by the time he understood, he was arrested. And they took him to Lalita, who is the guru of Radharani, who is the protector of Radharani, who is the judge of the Mukadma. what to be done with this Gunegar? It's criminal. He has broken the rule. So she said, we will snatch his Uttariya Vastra. That is called an insult, you know. If I pull up your Uttariya, it's like insult to you. So we will pull up his Uttariya Vastra and we will fill his face with kajal, the black mascara. Generally, we put it with a finger and very delicately like this, one line and see the mirror, again one line. But in this punishment, all 10 fingers in the black mascara and like this on the face, fully you have to apply. And then, third punishment we'll do, we'll put over him a lady's chunni, the head cover, and write something behind it, which I cannot tell you in the lecture. So then they decided and they said, Radharani will put this black color on his face. So they arrested position, they brought him in front of Radharani. And then Radharani put her hands in black mascara and was about to put all over his face. He turned his face because his face was free. So then two girls came and held his face in front of her. And then she nicely applied all the kajal on his face. Somebody snatched his Uttariya. Somebody brought her chunni and covered him. And wrote a nice word behind it. He said, now go. Go from here. So this pastime also took place over here. This is also a place for Nauka Vihar. On a particular day after Holi, maybe on 13th day in that particular Paksha, they play Nauka Vihar here. So a very famous place for Nauka Vihar, like Prem Sarovar, like many other places. This is a place for Nauka Vihar. This is also called Priya Kund, Radharani's Kund. It's also called Vrishabhanu Sarovar. Vrishabhanu Maharaj to take bath over here. So very beautiful place, you know. So we're very grateful to be over here. You all can go down, take Achman, and pray to this Kunda, pray to Radharani, that the essential aspect of the yellow color should decorate us, our heart also. Because we all are hankering for that drop of the yellow color. Sri Krishna also is hankering, and we also are hankering. We want that one drop of that love and devotion which Radha has for Krishna. So our life will be successful. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.